glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, you may have heard this passage 500 times, or this may be the first time. Regardless of how many times you've heard it, it's still true. John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him," whoever, friend, "shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That's right. God so loved you, dear friend, that he sent his Son, Jesus, to die on the cross, and he didn't stay dead. 3 days later, he came back to life, and whoever puts their trust, belief, and faith in him and him alone shall inherit eternal life. That is the beauty of the gospel. That is for sure. Hey, it's Thursday, halfway through November 2018. It's Joey Kroll here with you. What a week, crazy week. We actually are moving in to our new home in the Kroll household, and my birthday was on Monday. You know how it is when when you're moving, you're packing and you're unpacking and you're painting and you're putting in carpet and and then you realize, where do we accumulate all this junk? What in the world happened? Yeah, so we moved into a little bit of a larger home so we can accumulate more junk. That's what I'm starting to believe. But, hey, I hope you are having a great week, though, friend. I mean, it is good to be a child of God. It is good to wake up yet again, because the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. Amen. Well, thanks for tuning in. A week from today is going to be Thanksgiving. How about that? And then, you know, of course, after Thanksgiving, it's nothing but Christmas right after that. So, yes, so this is the slight calm before the storm. That is for sure. Coming up today, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, we have the Great News Radio English Conversation classes taking place at the Great News Radio Center. We provide beginner, advanced, and intermediate instruction of the English language and culture at the Great News Radio Center, again, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon today, Lincoln Square, right across from the food court there. And if you know someone who would benefit from that ministry, just get more details at greatnewsradio.org, or you can call our office at 217-367-7777. And there is no English conversation classes next Thursday because of Thanksgiving, of course. And while we're talking about calendars and dates and all of that, be sure to mark down Saturday, December 8th, 12 noon. That's a Saturday. The Singing Men of GNN will be having their Christmas concert right there at Village Mall of Danville. Again, Saturday, December 8th at 12 noon. And to really put on your calendar, the Saturday before Christmas, Saturday, December 22nd, 12 noon at the Marketplace Mall. Of course, they do that every year at the food court there. Just a great way, friend, to sing about the true meaning of Christmas as people are shopping at Christmas. Just a great outreach, evangelistic opportunity there. So all that and more at our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org. There you go. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we're going to be talking about having confidence when sharing our faith. I mean, maybe a show of hands here. How many of us are nervous, scared to death to share our faith? I mean, really, I mean, you get to see the wave of hands going right here, being raised. And today we're going to be talking about having confidence and sharing the gospel. Coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer.
thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. It's Thursday, Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. And, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is spiritual resuscitation. The gospel is spiritual CPR for the lost and dead soul. And today we're going to be talking about having confidence in sharing the gospel. I'll tell you what, it is, can I just be honest with you? It is intimidating. It can be a scary thing sharing the gospel. It can be a scary thing mentioning the name of Jesus, because anybody can mention God. But when you mention Jesus in a conversation, oh, the tone begins to change. And so today we're going to be talking about having confidence in sharing Jesus. If you have your Bible today, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And as you're turning to Matthew, Jesus resurrected. He came back to life, and he is about to be ascended back to heaven. And we come to Matthew 28 here in verse 16. It says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" And friend, these passages here are our marching orders. And we see a couple of things here in what we call the Great Commission. We see his authority. We see Jesus' authority. In verse 18, Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Isn't that great? Now, when a person has authority, that means they're in charge. When Jesus Christ is saying, "All authority is given unto me," he is saying, "I am Lord." Now, he didn't say, "I have authority over an army." No, he didn't say, "I have authority over a nation." No, because that's limited authority. He says, "All authority has been given to me." There's no rival. There's no rebuttal. There's no refusal. And there's no doubt about it. Jesus is Lord, and he has all authority. In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, there's a big storm a brewing, and it says, "And when he awoke, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Jesus has authority over creation. He's got authority over sickness. He's got authority over Satan. And he certainly has authority over death. So when we share our faith, friend, when we share the gospel with folks, we go as a people under the authority of Jesus. There was a man a couple years ago. I saw the video on YouTube. There's a man in the middle of Black Friday shopping, and he was stirred. He was led to get up, and before the crowd, everybody was in line at Black Friday shopping. He got up and he's just started sharing the gospel. And there was a YouTube video of this man doing that in the midst of shopping there at Walmart. And this man, some folks would say, what in the world is he doing? This man has lost his mind. Friend, I'll tell you what, if God put it on his heart, he has every right and every authority to share the gospel, because all authority has been given to Jesus. And as we go and share our faith, we go as a people under the authority of Jesus. So we see his authority, but also, friend, we see his promise. We see his promise. Here in the Great Commission, we see his promise in Matthew 28, verse 20. It says, "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus promises to be with us. You know that verse? It says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." That is a promise for you and me today. But friend, knowing that Jesus is with us, that changes everything. See, when you're nervous at sharing your faith, he is with you. When you feel intimidated, he's with you. When you feel like you are shaking in your boots, when you feel like you don't even know what to say, he is with you. Friend, when you are witnessing for him, he is not only with you, but you have no idea what he's doing in the heart of the other person. You know, David Platt, I think he now is the former president of the International Missions Board, which is an organization that sends out missionaries all across the world. And he gave a report, and I want to read this to you because it's just a great reminder that the Holy Spirit is not only with you and me when we share our faith, but also we have no idea what he's doing in the hearts of those who are witnessing to. David Platt shared this report, I think earlier this year. He says, in a Muslim country in Southeast Asia, one of our missionaries was a national partner named Ahmed. It looked like it was about to rain, and Ahmed asked our missionary if he could borrow an old shirt to wear as he rode his motorcycle because he did not want to get his new jacket wet. And he goes on to say, our missionary handed him the big white T-shirt. Later that day, Ahmed was wearing that white shirt on his way home when it started raining. And as many people do, he pulled his motorcycle over under an awning. As he stood there waiting for the rain to pass, the owners of a nearby house came out, as it was their custom, and invited him in for tea. He went in, and over tea, Ahmed thought, I might as well share the gospel. And after he shared, he asked the couple, do you want to believe and be baptized? And without any hesitation, they said yes. Ahmed was kind of taken back how quickly they responded. He says, don't you understand what you're doing? I mean, that your family will probably shun you for this, or even worse, do you understand what you are doing? And the man replied, you don't understand. I've had several dreams over the past three nights, and in each dream, a man wearing white has told me that he had the way of salvation for my family and me. Last night that a man appeared to me in a dream again and told me that a man dressed in white would come over to my house the next day and share the way of salvation. When we saw you standing outside, we knew we needed to invite you in and hear whatever you had to say to us. And friend, that Muslim couple are now followers of the true Messiah. Friend, Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. When we share a faith, the Holy Spirit is with you and with me, and we have no idea. We have no idea what the Holy Spirit has already done in the heart of that person to prepare them for the message in which you are to deliver. You know, one of my go-to passages when sharing our faith, there's several of them, but in Luke chapter 12, Jesus is about to send out his disciples, and he's preparing them. And in Luke chapter 12, verse 11, it says, when you are brought before synagogues, rulers and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say. Watch this. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. Friend, we have every right and every authority under the authority of Jesus to share our faith. And we need to remember not only his authority, but his promise that he will be with us even when we are sharing our faith. And we need to remember that the Holy Spirit of God will give us the right word at the right time that needs to be delivered in the right way. So you and I can go out and share our faith with great confidence.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are
tell you what, it has been such a wonderful time to have spent this time here with you. I'll tell you what, I really do enjoy our Thursdays together, and actually entering year 9 here at Great News Radio next year in 2019. Time really does fly. It does. So soak up those opportunities. That's for sure. Hey, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.